I just been over to old Charlie's funeral. I seen old Nobby at the graveside. He ain't been outside for nigh on 6 year. I says to him, how old are you, Nobby? He says, 98. I says, soon be your turn, won't it? And he laughed. I shan't die, he says, I knows it. Ah, shouted it at me like that. I shan't die, he says. I wouldn't be surprised if he don't, too. Well, there was a subject over in Aldbury, lived to be 112. He never died. I went into him one morning, he wasn't there. I never seed the going of him. That was old George Eliot. What was? Ah, but he was a wonderful good workman, were Charlie. Turn his arm to anything. Wonderful man with horses. Mr. Buckmaster didn't like to let nobody else handle his boxy if he could help it. He used to give him dandelion leaves. Ah, used to make his coat come up lovely, like he'd been knocked all over with a little armour. He used to spend his Sundays in the stables along with the horses. He done most of his courting in old Buckmaster's stable. If you wants to see me, he used to say to these gals, you'll have to come up the stables. I mind I said to him one time, I said, do you mind that schoolmistress over at Slapton what give you half a crown a week to walk out with her? And he said, ah, and he laughed. He had about 120 half crowns on him at one time. But he married two sisters at the finish. Rare one for the gals was Charlie. Fact we both was, only he was worse. While he used to say, I want to scatter my maker's image about a bit afore I be took. Ah, and he did too. I mind the new vicar said to me, he said, I can't make it out, he says, all the children in this here village looks alike to me. And I laughed, but he never seemed to follow me, so I give it up. That were the year Mrs. Harvey's apple tree blowed down. Well, I mind when me and old Charlie was helping build the new barn up at the crab tree. We was up on the roof fixing in these here rafters and cross ties to hold them in like. And an archaeologist come by what was digging over on the Diblet. He shouts up at me, oh, he says, you know what you done, he says, and I says, no, sir. He says, you made a triangle, he says. I says, have I? I didn't know. And he says, that's indestructible, he says. If anybody tries to catch you out, he says, don't matter who it is, he says, you just say any two sides of a triangle is together greater than the third. That'll have him, he said. He reckoned that were unanswerable. He had some students with him. Young fellows about 45. I mind when Mr. Buckmaster catch me taking a rabbit out of one of his snares. Ah, red-handed he caught me. I had to go up about it too. The old magistrate says to me, he says, you got anything to say, he says? And I says, yes, sir, I says, any two sides of a triangle is together greater than the third. That had him. He couldn't answer. He had to ask the clerk. They had their heads together for about 5 minutes. Then he says, 10 shillings. I reckon they'd have made that a pound if I hadn't known that. I told this year old archaeologist when I seen him next time, and he laughed. He says, I see I shall have to learn you all about the square on the Pythagoras, he says. If you knows that, he says, that's half the battle. But he never showed me.